1996 to 1999, I lived at Ms. Hayward's house with several other children, including Amanda Clark. Those were the darkest days of my life. Under the guise of discipline, Ms. Hayward ruled her house with fear and intimidation, pocketing government and charity money while frequently withholding food and water from us, keeping us locked in a metal coal bin for hours or even days at a time. Now, this abuse went on undetected for years and continues to this very day.
None of this is true, any of it. Victoria, even as a boy, Eli was pathological. I'm afraid I was just naive enough to believe he changed.
You don't have to take my word for it. Take theirs. The faces of Hayward House, grown up but still bearing the scars of our time spent with Mrs. Hayward.